Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. I've realized in my pursuit of perfection, no matter what obstacles I face, I can never give up. That's called persistence. And no football player is complete without it. Persistence is when you continue to do something, even when doing it becomes challenging or difficult. And the best way to be persistent is to make your actions into habits. Let's go back to the brain. We've already mentioned how neuroplasticity can rewire your neural networks and how through repetition you can strengthen them. By using this basic model, we can condition ourselves to make our actions into habits. Psychologists call it habit loop, and it consists of three parts: the cue or trigger, the routine, and the reward. The cue is what sets the habit in motion. The routine is the action you're doing, and the reward is what you get from performing the routine. Persistence is fueled by motivation, the scientific theory that explains human behavior. In other words, why you do what you do. Your actions are in pursuit of some kind of reward, and the anticipation of that reward is motivation. It is what gets you to perform better on and off the field. Motivation is broken down into two types, intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic motivation comes from within. You do something because it makes you happy or you feel better about yourself. Extrinsic motivation comes from outside sources, praise, awards, and sometimes even money. A river cuts through rock, not because of its power, but because of persistence. Persistence is the key ingredient in becoming a champion. The power of persistence is very strong and often underestimated. If you want to win in the end, you have to resist the thought that, I can't do that. If you want to win, you got to resist and persist. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we persist. Yeah, it rhymes. So,